We're here in the Mann Library Vault, where these rare books that surround us are literally under lock and key. These valuable books span just a really incredible diversity of subjects because of the nature of this library and the departments it serves. Book illustration is a really fascinating form of art that's hidden between pages, not individually cataloged. It's my pleasure today to introduce Linda Stewart. She's the librarian responsible for the Mann Library Special Collections.
Welcome to Mann Library. As Marcia suggested, often there are enough pages in a book and enough drawings inside a book that if you individually framed them and mounted them, you could fill up a room in a small art gallery. But typically, old books are stored under lock and key because they're so fragile or they may be valuable. So what we're hoping today is to give you a chance to actually see some of the art that lies hidden between two covers.
So Linda, how are you going to take us on this journey and organize the history of book illustration for us?
Well, we're going to follow two parallel paths. First of all, we're going to trace the changes in the techniques of reproducing the illustrations in the books. And second, we're going to look at how the functions of what the illustrations are supposed to do changes through time. I should also mention that we're really talking about Western art here because that's what we have here in Mann Library.
And what are the earliest representations that you can find?
Well, the earliest drawings that are in books were typically made by people who were producers or growers of medicinal herbs. And they produced herbals, which were done by physicians, herbalists, or apothecaries, who would actually grow the plants in their own gardens and then seek to communicate their knowledge with others by drawing pictures of them for books. And this type of material, which dates back to before the ancient Greeks and Romans, these types of materials were generally hand-drawn manuscripts.
Curious as to who illustrated these texts. Were they incredibly highly trained artists?
Well, the earliest classical drawings were done very carefully by botanists, but by the Middle Ages, the only people who had the leisure time and the resources to copy one manuscript, to make many copies of a book, were monks who lived in monasteries. And since they weren't going back to the plants, but were copying from copies, the errors would be reproduced and multiplied as the book was produced many times. It's also true that they were influenced highly by the aesthetic of the church. They believed that God could do no wrong, and that plants had to be perfect, and so they made plants perhaps more symmetrical or rounder than they might have been in nature.
And then, of course, there were the flowers and plants painted to decorate medieval books of hours. And they were really beautiful, but primarily their function was decorative. In fact, you can see some of the books of hours from that time period on display at the Johnson Museum. If you're ever around, you may want to check it out.